The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today's topic is healthy pregnancies and healthy childbirth. And we are very fortunate to have two experts in the field who know a heck of a lot more than I do, admittedly. And they are Dr. Dean Block, who's an OBGYN, and Barbara Smith Foy, who's a licensed midwife. Dr. Block has been an OBGYN in the community for many years, and he has recently returned to Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, where he is now chairman of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and he also practices at Advanced OBGYN Associates across the street from Health Alliance Hospital's Broadway campus. Our other guest is Barbara Smith Foy. She's also been in the community for some time. She's been practicing midwifery in the Hudson Valley for more than a decade, and she's also with Advanced OBGYN Associates, and they're going to talk to us about all of the issues surrounding healthy pregnancies and childbirth, and also the new family birthplace in Kingston. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vinny.
Barbara, let's start with you. For our listeners who might not know what a midwife does and how that interacts with the doctor and the overall pregnancy, childbirth system.
So midwives are independent practitioners. We're licensed to practice on our own in collaboration or with physician backup. So we do primary care, we do well woman care. We come from a place of normal to moderate risk. Mm-hmm. So for women who are just for regular gynecological care or for pregnancy care, we take care of them in that range.
Mm-hmm. And so say for new expecting parents out there, right, who don't know anything, maybe it's their first child, where do they start in the process?
As far as finding a provider
choose what mix of, visiting with their doctor or midwife or other.
Most women nowadays are pretty savvy, and they actually start doing some research around this prior to initiating care, or will even get transfers. So they might start at one practice and decide that their philosophy around childbirth and pregnancy is more aligned with a midwife, because we're coming from a more holistic, integrated place. Mm-hmm. So where they would start is they would start with their regular GYN provider. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's already a midwife. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's an OBGYN. Mm-hmm. And then they would, ask questions that filled in their philosophy or what they're hoping for, looking for in their pregnancy and birth. And then they may continue with who they're seeing, or they might decide to seek out midwifery care.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Dean, how do you work together with the midwife? How does that interaction, what does that look like?
Well, in our practice, what we've done is the midwives primarily do the obstetrical care, and then we'll consult with myself, the physician, for a higher level of care or problems that have to be dealt with, because mm-hmm. the midwives do normal deliveries, mm-hmm. perhaps do a vacuum delivery, and the doc does the heavy lifting in terms of cesareans or forceps or vacuum. Mm-hmm. And so when something needs more investigation, then I get called in to help. So basically the whole idea in the philosophy of the practice is borne out by the research, because the research shows that midwifery care model, you end up with less cesarean sections and you have mm-hmm. better outcomes. Mm-hmm. That's what the research shows. Uh-huh. So because of that, we elected to really have a midwife run obstetrical practice, which works quite nicely.
Uh-huh. So during an actual childbirth, are you both always present, or how does that work?
Good question. So how it works out is that the primary care is given by the midwives, and if the fan starts running and the spaghetti starts flying, then they call in the doc. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I'm the spaghetti slayer.
Uh-huh. So tell us about the baby-friendly birth facility designation at the hospital. It's very interesting.
It's about 2 years old. They worked almost 10 years to get that designation. Mm-hmm. It's quite hard to do. Mm-hmm. So it requires a bunch of initiatives. It's a particular approach to supporting mothers and babies, primarily through breastfeeding. Breast is best, mm-hmm. is kind of the philosophy. Mm-hmm. There's 10 tenets of the baby-friendly designation. Mm-hmm. And so now that Kingston has it, we go into maintenance mode. So there's certain marks that we have to hit every year to continue that certification.
The Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston is the only hospital from Albany Medical Center down to the metropolitan New York area that has that designation. Uh-huh. It really required a lot of resources, a lot of energy from the staff, and a huge commitment from the hospital, administrative right on down to nursing to housekeeping, because uh-huh. every facet of the hospital has to be in line and to support nursing and women's health.
Wow. So is that more patient-centered, more holistic approach to the
exactly,
the
more patient-centered. Exactly, and all about nursing, because uh-huh. you know the research shows how important nursing is for babies and for moms as well.
Mm-hmm. So how would that differ from a facility that didn't have that, like a more traditional?
More people are knowledgeable about nursing, so they're able to support the patient. It's all about knowledge, mm-hmm. and that's what made it so hard to get, because it took all of these other departments to get their philosophies in line with nursing care.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's also consistency in what we're teaching women about breastfeeding. It's breastfeeding exclusively for the first 6 months after the baby's born. So there's everyone's on the same page as far as trying to teach and interventions around supporting nursing for women.
So it's really, it begins with when a couple might start thinking about having a baby and really letting them know what to expect and how to shoot for the healthiest birth, right? And then extends
yes.
beyond that to say, because I'm sure a lot of new parents don't have a clue as to what, I mean, other than, you know, talking to, you know, what they might have read online or talking to friends or relatives, but I'm sure there are a lot of questions that come up, correct?
But that's kind of our role, and that actually, to me, is the hallmark of midwifery care, is it's not just about measuring your belly and making sure your blood pressure is good. There's a mm-hmm. lot of education that mm-hmm. goes into each prenatal visit, and that includes diet, exercise, even your stressors. How do you manage your stressors? What are some good techniques and ways to handle stress? Mm-hmm. You know, what's healthy for you? What's healthy for growing a baby? Mm-hmm. So it's a comprehensive approach. It's not just about a baby and a belly growing. Mm-hmm. It's about what's your life surrounding this change you're about to embark on and having
so
a child.
So if you're a woman coming in, you might not know, I mean, you might not know what you don't know. So how do you know what the right questions are? I mean, so that you, or do you, are you more proactive in kind of walking them through it?
We're very proactive. Uh-huh. That's it. We'll ask a lot of questions because we're the first visit encompasses their entire life, you mm-hmm. know, to wearing a seatbelt, to what are you doing during the day? What do you do for work? What mm-hmm. are your environmental exposures at work? You know, there's all sorts mm-hmm. of things that we're asking about mm-hmm. and we continue to ask throughout the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. And, so, there are some notes in here also about pain relief, right? So there are other aspects of maybe Dr. Dean, you can walk through that part of it a little bit.
Well, the first thing I'd like to do is to dispel the notion that midwives don't want their patients to get pain relief. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because my midwives, I shouldn't say that, but the midwives I work with certainly are willing and want to support their patient to give them what they need to help get through the labor and delivery. Mm-hmm. So I just want to dispel that straight away. Secondarily, I want to say that the Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway, or what we used to be called Kingston Hospital, now offers acupuncture for pain management in labor. Mm-hmm. It's the only hospital for miles around that's forward-thinking enough to do something like that. So it's really, really exciting. Past that, we also have nitrous oxide, which is also rare to find around here, mm-hmm. which we do offer as well. And usual anesthetic choices, with an epidural intrathecal, as well as a birthing tub.
Mm-hmm. And so you're a licensed acupuncturist, are you?
I happen to be a licensed acupuncturist, yes, that's right.
That's great. So that's really a great complementary skill to have in your skill set. That's wonderful. So I want to learn more, our listeners want to learn more about these services, but first we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 Minutes or Less ER Pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 Minutes or Less ER Pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care here.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learned even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late, we stay informed, we invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today we're talking about healthy pregnancy and healthy childbirth. And our guests are Dr. Dean Block, who's an OBGYN, and Barbara Smith-Foy, who's a licensed midwife, both with Kingston Hospital, Health Alliance, Westchester Medical Center. I guess it's a long term these days.
It's a lot.
Dr. Block, before the break, we talked a little bit about who certifies the baby-friendly designation. And you found some interesting information on that.
Right. It's actually a worldwide program of the World Health Association and UNICEF that was launched in 1991. And it's all about the declaration of promoting breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's, and so the hospital is now the only one from, you mentioned from
Albany to metropolitan New York area.
That's a real asset.
Right. And there's more than 20,000 maternal facilities in 150 countries.
Wow.
In 2007, less than 3% of United States births occurred in a baby-friendly hospital. So you can see that it's not so abundant.
So that's a great community asset. And Barbara, we talked a little bit about your services in the first part of the show. Talk to us a little bit more about insurance coverages and some of the other services you provide, the Well Women's services that maybe are outside of the pregnancy realm.
Well, that's it. A lot of people think midwives only provide OB care or pregnancy care, but we actually do Well Women care. And we take care of young women in their adolescence from the age of 13, 14, all the way up through menopausal years. Mm-hmm. So a lot of women, when you'll say you're a midwife, they'll point to their belly and they'll say, the factory shut down right now. But the truth is, we offer the same type of holistic philosophy to well woman care beyond the childbearing years.
Mm-hmm. So that might be a little bit more than a little bit more in depth than you might get with a primary care physician, or is complementary to that?
It's complementary to that. So mm-hmm. we're going to just focus on the GYN aspect. Mm-hmm. A primary care or a general practitioner is also going to be taking care of your hypertension or diabetes right. and different things like that. Right. And although those affect your GYN health, we bring that into the equation when we're providing your care. But that would not be, our specialty. We're going to focus on your well woman care.
Mm-hmm. And your services are covered by most insurances?
Yes, they are.
That's great.
So that's important. So whatever insurance our office takes includes midwife care.
Great. That's really wonderful. Dr. Block, getting back to you and the birthing center. So there are some interesting changes going on with Health Alliance, right? And there's some really exciting new changes with the association with Westchester Medical Center, correct?
Yes, that's right. It's one of the reasons it brought me from my old hospital to Kingston Hospital, because Westchester has worked with New York State, and New York State is investing about $88 million in a new campus. What used to be Benedictine mm-hmm. Hospital is now going to have a new emergency room, new obstetrical unit, and a new ICU, as well as refurbishing the old campus. Mm-hmm. So Westchester has been able to improve the access to care in Kingston, and I'm so excited to be able to tell you that the new OB unit is going to be beautiful with incredible views and virtually direct access from the street. You just walk in the hospital, go up the stairs or up the elevator, and then you're on the OB unit, so you don't have to traipse through mm-hmm. the remainder of the hospital. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a gorgeous unit, and we're really excited to be able to show Kingston what Westchester has done for the community.
Mm-hmm. And what are the full range of services that will be offered in that unit?
It's similarly, if not the same things. It's just going to be a much nicer unit. Mm-hmm. Although the unit we have in Kingston Hospital was redundant, is quite nice.
Mm-hmm. And is the birthing center is physically co-located, will be co-located with that, or is that slightly?
So the new facility is going to be at the front door of the hospital, basically. So you'll be able to walk on the front door and then just take an elevator up and walk right into the OB unit. So it'll be part of the hospital, and yet it'll be distinct. So it'll have mm-hmm. a nicer feeling when you come into the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if a family is having a child, right? And so how long is the stay typically, and what are the facilities for that? Do the dads' partners, are they there as well? Are they accommodated for that?
Encourage partners to be there, and any kind of family support. Each mm-hmm. person's individual. Some women like to have just their partner. Others mm-hmm. like their whole family participating and helping out. So we're open to whatever gets you through. What's mm-hmm. your support system?
Mm-hmm. And of course, the father of the baby can stay in the hospital as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to get back to your question, average stay after delivery is usually 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be in the hospital for as many days as they labor for. Mm-hmm. But basically, they're in 48 hours to 72 at the most.
Mm-hmm. And that's that long. And so, typically, I mean, in your experience, are most births kind of complication-free, or does it vary all over the map?
Gosh, you know, you're asking a really important question. And my answer to you is it can go either way depending upon how they're managed, because in a way you can try to manage labor, and sometimes it makes sense to take active steps to move things along. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the smartest part of valor is just to sit tight and let it unfold on its own terms and not muck things up. Mm-hmm. And that's what midwives are brilliant at, is seeing the labor as it is and manage it accordingly instead of trying to move things along, because sometimes moving things along, you end up stalling things,
right,
ending up with more cesareans. And going back to what I said before in the prior segment, the research shows there's less cesareans if the midwives manage their labors. Mm-hmm. So sometimes not doing something is actually more fruitful than doing something.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, we would consider the approach, you know, appropriate use of technology and interventions.
Right.
So as things develop, we have the tools and we'll use them, but to let the labor unfold as naturally and physiologically as it should.
So kind of like having the best of both worlds, right? All of the technology is there if needed and the expertise, but really letting Mother Nature take its course.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
That's the best way to follow, yeah.
Uh-huh. And in preventative terms, and Dr. Block, you can chime in on this as well. In terms of preventative terms, in terms of helping to do everything you can to assure a healthy childbirth, what are some of the common sense things or the typical, or you know, or that you would recommend for a woman?
Well, and I tell this to women every day, it's really how you take care of yourself. You know, it's what you're eating, it's what you put in your mouth, it's what you feed your mind and your body overall. Mm-hmm. You know, to try to manage your stress levels, take good care of yourself. You know, optimizing your health prior to pregnancy is also very important. Making sure your nutritional levels are where they should be. You know, your iron levels are good, your vitamin D levels, magnesium stores, all those types of things can affect how you feel in the pregnancy and how you grow a baby. Mm-hmm. So it's really just kind of lifestyle wise, you know, how you approach the world and how you approach your pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. And are there any diets in that realm that work better than others, or that are more advantageous to that, or is it just sensible, healthy eating?
It's mostly sensible, healthy eating. It is a higher protein diet. You definitely want to eat more greens. Mm-hmm. Where you get your food is important as well. Know your sources. Mm-hmm. You know, wash your vegetables. You know, usually we recommend a cup of something green every day. And then depending on your greens, whether you should put lemon or just adding different condiments to kind of enhance the nutritional absorption of what you're eating.
And in terms of physical activity, I know that, you know, a lot of women work up until the last minute, or even they engage in, you know, a pretty robust physical activity exercise regimen that they might have been on before. What do you see as the most advantageous in that? Or is it a woman pretty much maintaining what she's done right along?
I think that's very reasonable for exercise, yeah, because patients will say to me, you know, what can I do? And I don't know if they're a couch potato or a marathonist. So I say, do the things that you were doing. And I just want to emphasize one thing that Barbara said that you had asked about. It's like, what can you do to prepare for pregnancy? And the single most important thing is to eat good food and sleep enough and exercise a little bit for the 6 months or a year before you're pregnant. It's so important to come into pregnancy as healthy as you can, because in a way, that's the soil we're talking about growing a healthy pregnancy. So you want to have beautiful, healthy soil.
That's really interesting. So that process really starts much earlier
You become pregnant.
That's really wonderful. And you know, we always talk about preventative measures on the show. It's really what it's all about. But as usual, when we have an interesting topic and great guests, we're running out of time. So how do folks get in touch with you, and if they want more information or would like to have their childbirth with you, or even your services?
Well, they can look us up online. It's Advanced Physician Services. Otherwise, it's 845-303-1132. And if they just look online, they can find us easily enough.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We really do great work, and thank you for all the work you do out there. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. See you next week.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.